We've got a lot of very important questions to ask, and most notably, the latest development in this is that they're starting kind of a controlled burn of portions of this oil spill at the surface. They're kind of booming off parts of this to kind of consolidate it in certain areas and then burning it off in, I think, what can be called desperate effort to keep this from reaching the shoreline. It's now inside 20 miles from the Louisiana coast and closing fast. So they're going to try this tactic. Now, burning off oil from the surface has been known to work in other oil spills to get some of the heavier gobs of oil out of there. Now, whether this works for this particular spill, I guess, remains to be seen, but I have to tell you, Amy, just about everything that they've tried so far has not worked. They've sent 8 submersibles, remotely operated submersibles, down to the floor of the ocean there, of the Gulf, to try to get this piece of equipment called the blowout preventer. It's essentially something that can cap the leaking well to get that thing to work, and they have not been able to do it yet. They're grappling with other potential ideas, maybe drilling a relief well. That could take weeks or months, and even lowering some kind of a dome down into the water that would catch it so that it could be funneled out. But that will take several weeks. So they're in a fairly desperate state right now.
The burning of this fuel, a lot of these things have never been tried before.
Well, the dome has not been tried in something this deep. It's been tried in shallower water and has been successful. But again, a lot of this oil is gushing, you know, more than 5,000 feet below the surface of the sea. So, you know, this is new ground that they're working in here. And the robots, these remotely operated subs, I'm not sure how often that's been tried, but they are clearly not working at the moment. This thing is still gushing about 1,000 barrels of oil a day, 42,000 gallons. And it's now a size larger than Delaware is the square mileage of this thing. So they are in a really desperate state to try to contain it at this point. As far as the dome, yeah, that really, to this extent, in this deep submersion in the water, has not been tried before.
And Coast Guard's taking point on this, is that right?
The Coast Guard is going to be doing the controlled burn. BP, though, is also helping in a lot of these operations. BP has the boats out there who are skimming and trying to contain this. I think BP will operate some of the boats that will operate the boom for the controlled burn. So it is a cooperative effort between BP and the Coast Guard.
And you are talking with the global CEO of BP.
That's right. His name is Tony Hayward. He's going to be joining us for an interview today. And we have some tough questions to ask, and there have been some questions about BP's safety record. There's a lawsuit that's been filed already by some victims of this, including one in the Eastern District Court of Louisiana that alleges that BP's safety, as it pertained to the person who from their family who died, was not the best, that some of the practices were not quite as safe as they needed to be. That's the allegation in this lawsuit, so we'll be asking him about that as well. And then, you know, just what he's prepared to do as the CEO of maybe the world's largest oil company if this oil starts to reach shore. I mean, how is he going to compensate the people who live in Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi for what could be a massive, massive disaster?
We're going to shift gears now and talk about Manuel Noriega, which is a name that I remember from the 80s, now is coming back up in the news. What is this we're hearing about an extradition?
Yeah, it was fairly sudden back on on Monday, when Secretary of State Hillary Clinton signed his extradition order, essentially paving the way for him to go to France to face money laundering charges, which could carry a fairly stiff sentence. He's already been convicted in absentia in France on money laundering, but we're told that the French government is going to reopen his case. His attorneys are furious at this. His lead attorney, Frank Rubino, told us, quote, "I'm angry. I think it's pretty low and disrespectful that they didn't have the common courtesy to tell us that they were going to transfer him." He claims that he was hit completely blindsided by this, and they've been fighting it. They were petitioning for him to be sent to Panama, even though he faced a murder charge there. Interestingly enough, now the lawyers didn't say this, but in Panama there is a new law that says if you're sentenced to prison and you're over 75, you can serve your sentence essentially under house arrest at home. They haven't said that's the reason that they want to send him there, but they say that's only because that's his home and he wants to get to know his grandson more. But you can bet that they would have preferred to maybe serve a house arrest sentence in Panama.
And it was the Secretary of State who signed that extradition order.
That's right. Hillary Clinton signed it on Monday afternoon, and he's on the dock. He's going to be facing money laundering charges. Authorities there believe that he used some drug money to buy apartments, to stash some money in French banks, and they've got a pretty long list of charges for him.
And shifting gears one other time, Facebook and privacy, these privacy issues seem to be coming up almost more regularly for Facebook as it's grown and grown and grown.
Yeah, you know, Facebook has got a pretty good reputation over the years of protecting the privacy of its users, and they're really on the defensive now. Senator Charles Schumer is really leading the charge against this new arrangement that Facebook has with three very prominent websites: Pandora, the music listening website, the site called Yelp, which, for people who know that, is a very popular website for finding restaurants and shops.
Rates all sorts of things.
That's right. It rates them, and it's a very popular website. And also Docs.com from Microsoft. Now, Facebook is partnering with all three of those websites. And essentially what that means is when you're on your Facebook account and then you navigate to one of those websites, all of your public information is going to be transferred to those websites, so they'll essentially be able to have it. By default, they'll be able to gather the information that is crucial on your Facebook page, meaning your name, your friends list, some of the information on products that you bought, etc. Now, Facebook claims that this is to, quote, personalize your experience with those websites, but it's pretty clearly targeted so that they can market you and target some marketing your way. Senator Schumer says that doing this by default without the customer's consent is wrong, that they should essentially allow the customer to make that choice for him or herself. And Facebook is kind of under fire for doing it the way they're doing it. They are very reputable websites, but the argument on the other side is, look, you should make the choice on this. It should be an opt-in situation rather than you having to opt out. And by the way, Schumer argues that opting out is a little more difficult than Facebook's making it look. Facebook's told us that all you have to do is click a little Xbox on a blue bar that drops down and you're out. Not quite the case. It took us some navigation through several clicks with an expert on Facebook to find an option for opting out of all this. So it does take some doing, and computer savvy Facebook users might be able to do it, but a lot of people will not be able to do it.